Toronto, Matthew Nyes started to truly spread his wings in last spring's playoffs. The Maple Leafs forward stepped into the fray when Toronto defenseman Morgan Rielly got tangled up with Boston Bruins star David Pastrnak during a Game 5 scrum. Nyes, who mocked the former 61-goal man for not challenging him, then scored in overtime later that night to keep his team alive in the first-round series. The Leafs would go on to lose in 7 games, but the youngster represented a silver lining amid another postseason disappointment. The 22-year-old has continued down that path. Nyes scored twice and added an assist Monday in Toronto's 5-3 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning. The 6'3", 227-pound Phoenix product now has 18 goals and 13 assists for 31 points, playing a supporting role alongside Leafs stars Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner on the club's top line. Physicality and understanding what he does out there, Toronto head coach Craig Berube said of where he's seen growth in Nyes. He forechecks, gets loose pucks, and then he goes directly to the net. He understands that Mitch and Austin will do their thing with the puck, and the defensemen are going to shoot. Matthews has watched a player from an area close to where he grew up in Arizona flourish on the big stage this season. Confidence, the Leafs captain, who now has 7 goals over his last 7 games after opening the scoring against Tampa, said of Nyes. He's such a big guy and he's got such a tremendous skill set. The more experience he's had, the better he continues to get and the more comfortable he feels in his own body. A force for us all season long. Nyes said the north-south, straightforward tactics employed by Berube, who played a hard game during his NHL career, has helped his push in 2024-25. He wants to play simple and fast, the winger selected number 57 at the 2021 draft said of the Leafs' first-year coach. That's what my game is. I just try to play for him and learn as much as I can. The University of Minnesota product is now up to 67 points, 33 goals and 34 assists, in 129 regular season games to go along with 7 more, 3 goals, 4 assists, in 14 playoff contests. He's got a little bit of everything, Toronto goaltender Joseph Woll said. It's really tough to stop. He's taking huge steps, Leafs winger William Nylander added. He's grown a lot and become quite the player. Nyes said going from the NCAA to the professional ranks was an adjustment on the fly after parachuting into the 2023 playoffs. Bigger and stronger players, he said. Getting that experience and getting to play against these guys and getting to practice against some of our players, it's helped me a lot. Nyes had a 5-point night earlier this month against Boston and was close to a second career hat trick Monday. He's been driving, Berube said. Really playing that power forward type game to a T. Pulling back. Woll, who has dealt with injuries throughout his career before this season, started for the 4th time in 7 nights and made his 25th appearance of 2024-25 to set a career high. Berube said pre-game that sometimes goaltenders need their workload reined in by a team and its sports science department. I've always had a mindset of hard work, said Woll, 26. It's learning how to manage the load, when's the right time to reel it back and when's the right time to push it. We've got a great staff and I trust them. Point made. Lightning head coach John Cooper made forward Braden Point a healthy scratch last week after he missed a team meeting. The league's longest tenured bench boss explained that decision, and when to draw the line, following the team's morning skate. They're superstars is because they get it, Cooper said. If they aren't held accountable, then who else is going to be? What gets underestimated in those situations, it's not the actual player at times that feels it, it's the rest of the team. You want to make sure everything goes smoothly for 82 games, but we've all been around long enough to know that's not what happens. No fun to do it, but ultimately, your job is to put your team in the best position to win, both physically and mentally. Sometimes that has to happen.